everybody, welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast, and we're excited today to have Kiara Hane with us today to talk about her new movie, Stars Fell Again. Had you on, okay. Kiara, last time for the original Stars Fell in Alabama with James, and we're so excited to have you back. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. We got a sequel, everyone.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that was the last time you were on was January 2021. Can you believe it?
I know, I was 9 months pregnant. Now I have this guy, and it's so crazy how it literally feels like it was no time has passed, but at the same time, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
The pandemic was such a weird, floaty kind of blur.
Yeah, it really was. It's one of those things where the weeks flew by, the days dragged. But yeah, now I mean, that must be surreal that you've got like a little human now and you didn't before.
I know. It's definitely life changing. I'll tell you that. And yeah. He keeps life very, very interesting. So, I mean, I'm never bored.
Yeah. Kept things exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. So you're back doing in Stars Fell Again. And that must have been exciting, like you said, to get a sequel for the movie.
Yeah. And out of all the things I've done, this is one of the things I was most excited to get a sequel on, because I love the team. I love the crew. I love the cast. And me and James have just known each other for so long. So it was just so easy and seamless for us to just work together again.
Yeah. Was it fun to kind of get back into this world of this story?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was obviously this movie is different. The stakes were different, everything like that. So we didn't have to do that weird, like, flirty awkwardness, and we just kind of got to be ourselves and our comfortable selves with everything. And we got a few new cast members, so that kind of sparked some new personalities, which were amazing. And it's, I don't know, I'm hoping for a third, a series, something, because I just love working with this team so much. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what the movie is about?
So the first one was basically we were in Alabama visiting Bryce's school reunion and everything like that. So it all worked out. We found love. So sequel, we're actually going to Oregon, where my family is from, where Madison's from. And we go there and he has this huge plan to propose to Madison. Bryce does. But what happens is my sister ends up being engaged and she's getting married in 2 days. So his plans of proposing to me literally get thrown out the window, and he poor guy just gets pushed and hits in so many different directions. And it's a lot going on, but it's a very beautiful, cute story about a sisterhood between their relationship and then also a relationship with Bryce and Madison, and how relationships and family and just mixing it all together is tough sometimes, but you try to make it work any way you can.
Yeah. Was it also filmed in South Carolina or somewhere else?
No. So yeah, we filmed the first one in Beaufort, South Carolina. And this one we filmed in a couple cities right outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You never film where they're actually supposed to be from. We were like debating between doing it in Oregon or Atlanta, but there were some really cute little towns in Atlanta, outside of Atlanta, specifically Rome, Georgia. We're like, you know what? Let's just do it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Patreon.
Do you love Hallmarkies podcasts, especially at Christmas?
Do you enjoy the holiday previews, recaps, interviews, and bonus episodes?
If the answer is yes, please consider supporting the Hallmarkies Patreon. We need your help to do what we do both during the Christmas season and all year round.
But not only do you help a podcast led by strong, independent women by becoming a Patreon, you get to become a part of the Hallmarkies family.
Starting at only $2 a month as a patron, you will have access to our Facebook Patreon group where we talk about the movies, shows, and more all year.
We also have many monthly patron watch-alongs with guests like Lacey Chabert, Natalie Hall, Paul Campbell, Mary Lou Henner, and more, giving their behind-the-scenes details of their films.
As a patron, you also have the chance to provide input into the podcast and even join us at different tiers.
So this Christmas season, spread some cheer to the Hallmarkies Patreon and become a member today. You won't regret it.
Go to patreon.com/Hallmarkies to learn more.
That's patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
Well, I have to say that I thought the first one was fun, but I actually think this one is a little bit better.
Thank you. I think so too. I love, like, my heart is always going to be attached to the first one, but this one has so much into it and it's fast paced and there's so much going on and there's a lot more fun moments, I think, and dynamics. And I think this one's, like you said, I don't want to compare the two. It's like picking a child, which one's your favorite, but I do think this one has a lot more fun to it.
Yeah. This one's more of like your classic rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Especially with the sister.
Yes.
Plot.
She did great good. Though. Poor Allie had to cry so much. And I was like, I'm so glad I don't have your role. I hate crying on screen.
Yeah, she did good. She did really good. So you have to tap dance at one point in this movie. Had you ever done that before? Was that new?
It was definitely new. These films just love to throw something new at me. I was terrified to sing in the first one because I have not sung since I was like 9. Uh-huh. And then dancing, I haven't really done since I was a child. And I never really did tap. So they had our wonderful choreographer, Lisa. She came in and I trained for weeks because I was like, there's no way, guys, I'm going to show up and tap dance with James Maslow, who's in a boy band and also was on Dancing with the Stars. I need so much training. So I trained for weeks. And finally, when we work together, of course, he comes on and just, it's like nothing. It's easy to him. He's adding little flares there and here, and he's fantastic. But it worked well. And the one thing this film has taught me as an actor, as a person, I can do anything when I put my mind to it. And I learned a new skill. It was fun, actually.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
You're like, tone it down over there.
I'm like, dude, like, we don't need to show off. Like, come on.
Was it easy kind of getting that chemistry back again with you and James?
Yeah. And that's one thing, we've always got along so well. And we've literally, I think we met in like 2009. We're like one of each other's first friends in LA. And it's the first film we had it all come together with that kind of awkwardness. We haven't seen each other in a couple of years, but it still worked. And then this one, it literally was so seamless. We are so close and so comfortable with each other that we didn't have to work at anything. Everything just came so naturally to us. And such a good partner to have in this.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So I think I read that you're engaged.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So
we got a little child. And...
Yeah. So was that kind of fun to be like in this wedding movie?
Yeah. I mean, I got, so not to put my fiance on blast, but my engagement wasn't like the most romantic engagement. And I've always been like semi-sad about it. And so this movie, definitely a lot of romance aspects to that. And I got to live through that. So I'm not like I'm like wanting it too bad in my real life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to have like this romance, cute little relationship with somebody. And it was kind of fun watching the guy kind of squirm before proposing, because I didn't really see my fiance do that too much because I was just so everywhere else. I guess Madison's kind of like that in this movie too, but it was nice and I got my fix for sure.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's funny because he keeps wanting to propose, and not only does it not keep not happening, but literally the ring box has a light on it. I'm like,
I don't know, classic rom-com, we don't know why some things make sense, but they just do.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's one of those things where everybody else knows, like the whole family, all the friends, people bringing breakfast in bed and other things like that.
Yeah, Madison must be super oblivious.
Yeah.
18-year-old me was oblivious, but I feel like my 32-year-old self would definitely probably like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, what's that box with a light in it? That's funny.
Hey, this is David from the Piecing It Together podcast, a podcast about movies and the movies that inspire them. For over 4 years, each week, a guest and I take a look at a new movie through the lens of what other movies we think were either an influence or connect in some other way. It's a fun, unique way to discuss films that leads to a great list of other movies to check out that either explore the same themes and ideas or maybe utilize similar filmmaking techniques. Including special episodes in our side series that twist the format, we've done over 200 episodes, so there's bound to be one on a film you've been thinking about and want to dig deeper into. So check us out on all the major podcasting apps and at piecingpod.com.
But it must be fun to be part of like an ensemble like this.
It's super fun. And like the last time I was kind of like that was when I did Power Rangers. And you just have so much fun having a lot of people around you that you just get so close with, and it becomes so much more fun. It's not just you're not working at that point. You're literally just showing up and having a great time, and then you go home and have a great time even then, because you still want to hang out and you have dinners together, and then you wake up and you just look forward to going to work every day. Mm-hmm. And I really, really enjoy when we have a really good big cast together.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, this movie, people might not know that it's really a Christmas movie. It's all set during Christmas. And
yeah, so
you get to hear James sing "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas," which is fun.
Mm-hmm. And the little line of like, I didn't know he can sing. I'm like, oh,
yeah, sure.
That's for the audience. A little chuckle for them. But it definitely, it is Christmas time set. So I guess people can enjoy the loviness during Valentine's Day this year, and they can rewatch it again at Christmas next year. It's a 2-for-1 special.
Well, I have some fun Christmas questions for you. Last time you did our regular questions. So real quick, we have some fun Christmas questions for you. Okay. First question. What is your favorite holiday drink?
Oh, apple cider.
Okay, sure. Good.
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
Oh, Dutch apple pie. This is an apple trend. Oh, I'm already seeing it. Yeah. Warm Dutch apple pie with like vanilla bean ice cream, I will die over. Mm, oh my gosh.
I'm sensing a theme here. Mm. Okay, what is your favorite Christmas song or carol?
Oh, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Yes. It's so good.
It's so good. Okay, what is your favorite classic Christmas movie?
Oh, The Grinch. I don't know if that's considered a classic, but The Grinch and Elf are both pretty. Okay. But growing up, we always watched Christmas Vacation like every single year. So that to me always has a soft spot in my heart as well.
Yeah. So which, I think you just probably answered this, which do you like better, Scrooge or The Grinch?
The Grinch.
Okay. Clear lights or colored?
Clear lights, actually. I like the classiness of it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be in a snowball fight or build a snowman?
Oh, see, here's the thing. I'm not good at making snowballs. I've tried, and the moment it leaves my hand, it crumbles and like just turns into a puff of snow. Yeah. But I would say snowball fight just for the fun of it, of running around. Yeah. I'll just do snowball fight.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a good gift wrapper or not?
Terrible. My sister's really good at it, but I end up it looks terrible. This year, I literally just wrapped it in weird brown paper and then had him color all over it to decorate.
That's funny.
It worked. It looked like a weird paper bag, but it worked.
Yeah. Hey, it's what's inside that counts.
Yeah.
Right?
He wanted to give a gift also, and it saved me some time.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I do not. I made one year that I literally just stapled bows on me, and then I wrapped myself in lights, and I was at a party and I would just go to plugs and I'd plug myself in. And so if you needed to find me, just find an outlet, and I'd be just, but that's not really that ugly. It was more of a fun, but I just don't really have ugly Christmas sweaters for some reason.
You're like, well, you'd have an excuse to be like a wallflower.
Yeah. See?
With that. Like I have no choice.
It worked out.
Well, very good. You passed the test. You answered all the questions.
I like the Christmas version. It's fun.
Oh, good. So where can people, do you know what kind of rollout the movie's getting? Is it going to be in theaters?
They're doing select theaters. I posted on my Instagram at which theaters. It's going to be in theaters starting tomorrow for a week. And I know for sure Austin, Texas, Encino, California. And then there's a couple different, but I put them all on my Instagram story today. But other than that, it's going to be on Apple TV for sure. And then I'm assuming Hulu, because that's where it was, and then Prime. But tomorrow, cool. Every third.
Very, very, very good. Well, thanks so much for coming on talk with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, Canyon.
So do you want to share any social media or anything like that?
Yeah, my social media, I'll spell it out. CIARAHANNA 20. I almost said at gmail.com. Like, that's not my email. But yeah, so CRIANA 20. So on Instagram and then Facebook. I don't really use Twitter. So
okay, great. We'll have that all in the description for everybody. And it's great to catch up, and look forward to everybody seeing the movie.
Thank you. You too.
So much fun. Loved getting to talk with her. Let us know what you think about all the different things that we talked about. Love to hear in the comments. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. Also, make sure you're following the podcast on Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That really helps us a lot. And if you are watching on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have our patron group and merch store, which is some of the best ways that you can support us. Talk to you later. Bye.